6 months ago, my family and I moved to the United States to have a better life, to be safe. There was a lot of crime in Honduras. In Honduras, we were always afraid of danger and crime. But one day the fears came, the worst nightmare. It was Christmas Eve. The day began to be so beautiful. We cooked our favorite food like we always do at Christmas time. And everyone was happy, ready to celebrate. As it was getting dark, we began celebrating by firing firecrackers. Suddenly, at midnight, we heard some shoes. My very scared parents started wondering what was happening. The next morning, some people found Mackenzie dead with bullets and over his body. And fifth morning, some people found Mackenzie dead with bullets and over his body. And 5 months later, after my cousin died, a tree man shot his dad, my uncle, in the head. Then he cut my uncle and body into pieces. There was a lot of horrible crime going on, and I don't is at that time. And the worst part of it was the authorities, like the police, don't know nothing about it. The event didn't was openly and freely in the streets. We were very concerned, scared, and nervous. My parents decided we could no longer live there. We had to move somewhere to be safe. In a matter of days, we got ready to go and started a trip here. The trip turned and to be a long journey. We came in cars and sometimes by bus. It was difficult for me to come here because as soon as I got in the car, I busy in the head dizzy. I feel so weak from vomiting and feel very bad because every food I ate, I vomited it. We going through beautiful Mexico and Guatemala. It took 1 month and arrived in immigration, the longest months of my life. I remember when we arrived at immigration. It was so cold there. I saw us when we arrived and immigration that separated my father and my brother from each other. I was scared and I tried feeling hopeless. Finally, we arrived here. I was so happy to be in the place we wanted to be. I no longer am too afraid like I was in my country. I was no longer suffering from this sickness. I was very relieved 2 weeks later and started school. Begin starting my new school and meet new friends. I feel so happy. Everything here is so beautiful. I like it here a lot, and my family like it too. Although I am happy with my new life in the United States, I meet my family and friends in Honduras. My life has changed a lot here. In Honduras, we used to go to the house of prayer every day. I had a bit of going to visit my grandmother every day. And then I was go to practice playing the piano with the church group. Now here in Glen Spring, we go to the house of prayer only 2 days a week. I cannot go see grandmother anymore. As time passes, but I had to meet more people, new friends, things had better and very everyday through. And recently found something beautiful. I have found a new wonderful praying group. The group leads my sing and play the piano, and I love that. It has no being easy experience, and thus tragedies and crying, leaving my beloved relatives and friends waiting in my country, and a lost and difficult route to head here, was a lot to head through. With thankful today, I had to tell my story with grief, joy, and relief. I am happy and grateful to be here. I have big goals for my future and hope to become a doctor one day. Thank you.